There's so much happening when it comes to sport this summer.
The Road to Rio on the Frank Mitchell phone-in.
The road to Rio has to be factored in as well. And I want to speak to a man who's been to the Olympics. He's been to a lot of other big events as well. The British sprinter, James Walsh. James, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, fella. You're more associated now maybe with the TV and the promotion and the coverage and all of that. It is going to be some sporting summer, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You know what? You know, to start off with the Euros, just listening to that song just being played on you. On your station then was fantastic. And with the Olympics, Europeans, Wimbledon, we've got, you know, a whole parade of great sporting events this year.
Where does it lie for you in terms of excitement? Now, I'm going to suggest that when Wales play England, that's going to be a pretty big one for you.
Yes, I think the whole of Wales is going to be watching that. I'd like to think that you guys are going to be watching it as well, and also Scotland, and hoping that England lose.
Yes, well, I think we'll agree with that. I know we've got English people who are living here, and I suppose if a home nation is going to win the darn thing, England's the only one that probably could go the whole way. But you can be guaranteed that every single person in the British Isles and Ireland will be supporting Wales in that sort of British battle that's going to take place in a couple of weeks' time. It's going to be some crack, isn't it?
It is going to be a good crack. You know, Wales haven't been in it for a number of years, and we've got one of the legends of world football, which is Sir Gareth Bale. He should be a sir by now, you know. He's a legend. And, you know, with him leading our team out, you know, you never know what's going to happen. That's the wonderful thing with sport is, you know, people are born, people are seen, you know. To move on slightly to the Olympics, you know, 4 years ago, people didn't really know who Jess Ennis or Mo Farah was. And then suddenly they came to the forefront and done some magical things. And the same goes for Greg Rutherford on Super Saturday. So, you know, we never know what's going to happen over the next few weeks.
And are we ready for the amount of sport that is coming our way? You touched on some of the massive events there. And even here at home, we have additional events with Gaelic sport and one thing and another. We're going to be coming down with choice. For me and for you, it makes for a heck of a summer. For people who aren't into sport, they're going to be tearing their hair out.
You know, the one thing which, you know, I love about sport is, you know, it's all about health and fitness at the end of the day. And, you know, if you're not into it, I can imagine at the end of the year, you're going to be into it. Because, you know, as I've said to people in the past, your health is your wealth, and sport and exercise is what it's all about. And it's been brilliant that, you know, we've done a survey at Clydesdale and Yorkshire Bank and seeing what how much the British public have been affected by sport. And homeowners in the UK, a quarter of the country has got inspired by watching Olympic events. And, you know, it just shows you that, you know, with London 2012, 4 years ago now, that people got excited about watching that. And, you know, 57% of householders are leading a healthier lifestyle now from watching sporting events. So, you know, for me, that just sums it up how important sport is in our country.
It is massive. And it is, for you and me, singing off the same hymn sheet, something we could talk about forever. Mm-hmm. But when we think about the Olympics, and in particular about the legacy of the London Olympics, can we stand over the legacy that we were hoping was going to be delivered?
Well, yeah, I've seen an improvement in sport over the last 4 years. I've definitely seen an improvement in sport since I've retired. And, you know, it is getting better. We are nurturing and producing more and more talent in this country. You know, when you think of how small we are, we're punching way above our weight in the system. And, you know, for me, I think that's a really good thing. You know, with the likes of Mo Farah and Jess Ennis, to see them at the forefront of everyone's mind, you know, people like Andy Murray, you know, in Wimbledon, you know, the Tour de France guys, Tour de Yorkshire, you know, all the guys competing in that. For me, you know, I think sport is a very important medium, and if we are getting people, 24% of the country, going out and getting inspired by watching the Olympics and going into their gyms, to me, that makes sense.
Yeah, get out, get involved in whatever your sport is. We were talking yesterday about walking. Even if you're getting out and getting the healthy activity that involves yourself in the countryside, it is so good for you. Right at the other end, Jamie, at the serious end in Brazil, do you have worries or concerns about the athletes going to Rio?
I don't at all, because, you know, if you look at all major sporting events, they usually have a dampener in the press and the media. You know, if you remember 4 years ago at the Olympics, they had that big big hoo-ha about security, and it was on the news every day, every minute. And then as soon as Usain Bolt runs under meters, we've all forgotten about the security, and we're all enjoying the sporting event. And I think, you know, that's what happens, is, you know, the media want to pin something on it just to make a lot of noise before it happens. But I know when we get to see Bolt do the triple-triple, or Jess Ennis win another gold, or whoever's going to perform really well out there, I don't think we're going to be worried about any of the viruses or any of the little things which we're talking about right now.
Now, what do you make of the golf? What do you make of the idea of McIlroy being down there, you know, representing us, playing in Rio, trying to win a gold medal?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic to bring different sports into it. You know, I do think it's great. You know, I remember chatting to some of the footballers who represented in 2012, and you'd almost think that some of those sports which aren't so known as being an Olympic sport, you think that the characters in those sports are not going to really enjoy it as much as maybe going to a World Cup. But, you know, I know from speaking to, say, some of the footballers in the past, they've said that Olympic experience was the best experience they've ever witnessed. So, you know, when you think of that, I think that the golf will be great.
Do you know, you touched on the football there, and I'd just be honest and put my hand up and say I don't know the answer to this. Did GB have a team in this year, or was that a one-off?
What's that, in this Euros?
No, do GB, do they have a team in the Rio, a football team in the Rio Olympics, it a one-off?
No, it was a one-off. They don't have that. So it's a bit of a shame. I know Craig Bellamy, who competed in 2012, you know, the great player. I know that he was hoping to get himself to be the manager, and, you know, it just didn't quite happen for him.
He was no better man to run a group of lads.
No.
Jamie, good speaking to you. Continued success for the media. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
That's one of the great sprinters there, Jamie Bolsch, who, of course, won Olympic silver back in the 1996 Olympic Games. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.